It's actually quite stable at the moment, and there is accommodation available. The great thing that's happening here in Sligo in terms of the ATU, St. Angela's and Sligo campus is they have a centralised hub. So there's a website there, and all the listings of the accommodation that are currently available are up there advertised in terms of self-contained accommodation, digs, and the specific purpose student housing. So all of that's available. And then the student union are running it themselves, Emily and Julie in there and their team. And they will call you back. They've got an email. So you can get all of the information there. And they'll only they're only advertising those prices, etc., that are relative to the market, which we all know is very expensive due to the housing shortage. But they are trying to make it kind of a safe place to come and see the accommodation that's available. So that's kind of good news, really, in terms of Sligo. And then the other big thing that they are working on is because they know that as the time goes on, and especially for students who get a late call looking for accommodation, they're looking for they have a rent a room campaign going on at the moment, which they're encouraging landlords, people who have an extra room, a single room, a double room, to register with them, place there on the website to register with them, and they will advertise that room for them. And they really are quite reliant, actually, on that option, which is the digs option. And that is the thing that is helping the accommodation availability at the moment. And they do need more people to register with them.
The extra student accommodation that has come back online now, do you feel that that's making a significant difference here?
Well, that's yet to be seen, John, really, because we're here in, you know, we're not in the late stages yet. The offers haven't gone out. So it will really depend on the uptake in terms of the CEO offer. So that'll be seen. But at the moment, it is quite stable. People do know that they want to come here. They're looking for accommodation, and the student union are handling the queries at the moment, and it is working out at the moment. So we'll have to wait and see, and I hope indeed that that is the case. I know we are across the country, there's a shortage, but I have to commend the student union for their rent a room campaign, and that has made a massive difference. And possibly as well, the release of further accommodation may have made a difference. I suppose really has to be said, we do need more specific purpose student accommodation, and we do need to build more of that. And there's a legislative framework going through to allow the technical universities borrow money to build that. But that'll take some time. It's going through the Dáil at the moment. But there'll need to be some other initiatives in terms of encouraging and incentivizing building student accommodation, because it's really important that students do stay near the university when they are studying for their own student experience, so that they're not travelling and commuting long distances. And I have to say that a lot of students are choosing to do that now from an economical perspective, because it is expensive to rent accommodation and they are travelling, and that's not really a great option for them, or indeed for the traffic, or, you know, the economy locally. You know, students do bring a certain bounce to the economy locally in a university town that we are here in Sligo.